Game 2 of the World Series is underway right now at Dodger Stadium, where the Blue Crew is taking on the Houston Astros. The Dodgers took the first game by a score of 3-1, and the City of Angels is in heaven. But the Dodgers might never have left Brooklyn 60 years ago if it weren't for a deal hatched between city officials and a real estate businessman to turn Chavez Ravine into a baseball field. The ensuing battle over its construction tore Angelenos apart, even as it now brings communities together. Francis Anderton is the host of KCRW's Design and Architecture and is here with the Dodger Stadium backstory. It's our weekly segment, DNA on ATC. Hi, Francis.
Hello, Eric.
I grew up in Southern California, L.A. and Orange Counties, as a matter of fact, so I know some of the story of how Walter O'Malley brought the Brooklyn Dodgers to L.A., but remind us why he moved the team.
Well, it really is an amazing story, Eric, and it has to do with the building of a stadium, essentially. As you know, Walter O'Malley was a businessman who became owner of the Brooklyn Dodgers, and he dreamed of having them play in a more modern, dazzling stadium than their Ebbets Field, which had been built in the 19-teens, and his view was a cramped, dirty old stadium with poles that obstructed views and very little parking and accessibility. But he wanted New York City to help him with access to cheap land, giving him essentially a kind of public-private partnership, and they wouldn't.
So Los Angeles said it would give him the money and the land. Why was this so important to LA city leaders at the time?
Well, according to a very interesting book called City of Dreams, Dodger Stadium and the Birth of Modern Los Angeles, LA at this time was extremely ambitious. It wanted Dodger Stadium to be the first piece in the building of a modern, world-class downtown Los Angeles that, according to the book's author, Gerald Podair, would be, quote, in keeping and would be commensurate with the status and the power that the city was starting to amass politically, economically, and especially culturally after World War II. Now, we have to remember back then, LA was increasingly suburbanizing. Its downtown was kind of diminishing as people just left after work each day, and the city power brokers wanted to turn that around.
So O'Malley chose to build the stadium in Chavez Ravine, but there's some controversy that went along with that.
Well, yes, Chavez Ravine had been bitterly contested. A few years previously, a longtime community of Mexican Americans had been forced out through eminent domain, and this was to make way for a large public housing project. It was a project that was designed by the architect Richard Neutra that turned out to never be built because of the Red Scare at that time, which deemed this project a socialist idea. Some of those homeowners who were pushed out had been promised that they could move back in. Anyway, then Walter O'Malley comes along, pinpoints the site a few years later. There are still some families holding out that didn't leave their homes, but O'Malley himself was barely even aware of this very combustible story. Just listen to Gerald Podair, author of City of Dreams.
One of the things that struck me in researching this book is how little O'Malley knew about Los Angeles in 1957. When he announced the move, he had only been to Los Angeles three times in his life, for a total of less than 10 days. He needed a map to get to Chavez Ravine.
It's amazing.
Well, I think it's so fascinating that fears of socialism killed a housing project, among
that,
other things.
That too.
And so despite the stadium uprooting a Mexican-American community, the team's biggest fans these days are Latinos.
Well, yes, one of those very interesting kind of historical twists. Latinos have stood by the Dodgers thick and thin, despite this awful history at Chavez Ravine. And we were reminded by our listener that this is due to Fernando Mania. Maybe you can remember
this. Oh, yeah. Okay, that goes back.
Yeah, when Fernando Valenzuela, from a humble background, I think a child of 12 kids from a small village in Mexico, comes and takes the Dodgers to the 1981 World Series.
Frances Anderton with DNA on ATC. By the way, you can hear her show Design and Architecture every Tuesday at 2:30. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Eric. And you can come to the Dodgers right now.